Welcome to the Inspired for Action podcast. I'm Amanda Genther, and I'm here to share inspiring stories of online entrepreneurs who are killing it in their business and having fun at the same time. I want to prove that there's no one right way to market your business and sell your offers online. There's only the way that feels good for you and that works for your audience. I'll be getting down and dirty with my fellow online entrepreneurs to share step-by-step stories on how they created, launched, and sold their offers online. It's time to step out of fear and into action. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Inspired for Action podcast. This is Amanda Genther, host of the podcast, and today's episode is going to be a good one. So I just got done talking to Eden Freed, who is known as the digital product lady. So she teaches people how to create digital products and run digital product businesses. She's the host of the Rebel Boss Summit, which I was recently a part of, and it made me want to get her on the podcast to talk about tripwires, specifically because I think it's one of the best ways to get started with funnels. It's also one of my favorite ways to make a little bit of extra money when I'm participating in things like online summits. So I used a tripwire funnel for Eden's online summit that she just did a few months ago, and it converted really well. And I just think this is something that more people need to be doing because it's so easy to set up. So Eden is going to walk us through like what a tripwire funnel actually is, who's a good fit for a tripwire, how do you decide on the offers that you can offer, like how do you price the offers? And then she's going to give us some examples of tripwire funnels that she uses in her business. But this is going to be a good one. And this is literally for anyone who is running an online business. Because as we'll talk about and as you'll hear, anybody can be using a tripwire funnel. It is one of the first and best funnels to set up in your business. So this is going to be a good one. I hope that you tune in and I hope you enjoy it. All right, let's go. All right. Welcome everybody back to the Inspired for Action podcast. I have Eden Freed here. Eden, can you go ahead and give everybody a little bit of an introduction on who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Amanda, for having me. I'm so excited for our chat today. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Eden Freed. I am a digital product coach. Just for some background, I started my business a few years ago when I decided that I didn't want to go do what I thought I was going to do. I didn't want to go to law school. I didn't want to be a teacher. I just quit everything and decided to create a business for myself. I messed around for a while trying to figure out, you know, good ways to make money online. And eventually, when everything else failed, I finally tried digital products, things like ebooks, online courses, printables, things like that. And I started making a full-time income from that. Obviously, there's more to that story. I won't go too much into the details now. But once I started to make my full-time income from digital products, I decided to pay it forward and help other women turn their creative passions into digital products they can sell online too. I do that on my website, edenfreed.com, and I do that through hosting a twice annually virtual summit called the Rebel Boss Summit. And I also host a podcast, the Rebel Boss Ladies Podcast.
Yeah. So whenever I think of you, Eden, I always think of the Rebel Boss Summit. And I know it's funny, like you haven't been running that for very long, but for some reason, I just think of you when it comes to online summits. But that is not what we're going to be talking about today. Today, we are diving into tripwire funnels, which is just one piece of how you've been able to grow your business. So could you give everybody a little bit of an explanation of what a tripwire actually is?
I would love to. So tripwires are honestly the backbone of my business in a really interesting way. But if you've never heard the word tripwire before, essentially a tripwire is a low-cost product that's offered at an extremely low price for a very limited amount of time. So the way it works is this. You get people over to your website, to your blog, you know, maybe you promote it on social media or someone found you on Google or on Pinterest. They click over to your website. Now they're on your website. They're reading your blog post or whatever it is that they clicked over to. They see your lead magnet, your freebie, whatever you call it. And it looks perfect for them. They really need it. It helps to chip away at a problem that they're experiencing. So they give their email to you and they sign up for the lead magnet. Now, what usually happens if someone doesn't have a tripwire is after someone signs up for a lead magnet, they're taken to a thank you page or a subscription confirmation, something like that. But a tripwire is one step further, and it helps you take advantage of this new lead that you have in a really great way that's going to benefit both of you. So instead of taking them to a thank you page, you take them to a tripwire sales page, and it offers them this low-cost product for a very limited amount of time. It works really, really well because there's a timer on that page, and it kind of capitalizes on the fear of missing out, FOMO. You know, nobody likes to miss out on a good deal. If there's a timer on a page for a really low cost product, chances are if it's solving a problem that your customer is experiencing, they're going to buy it. So that's kind of in a nutshell what a tripwire is.
I love that. So let's talk about, like, before we get into all of the details, let's talk about who would be a good fit for a tripwire funnel, or like, where does it fit into your business? I have a couple of ideas too, but I would love to hear from you. Like, where does a tripwire funnel fit into someone's business?
If you are somebody that has an online presence and you're growing your email list, you should have a tripwire. So it's hard to say one niche should have it, one niche shouldn't, because I really, really truly believe that there is room for a tripwire in most businesses out there. And even if you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not currently growing an email list, my question to you at that point would be, well, why aren't you? You should definitely be growing your email list. And if you're already going to be growing your email list, you might as well monetize that list right from the get-go with a tripwire. So I would actually argue, Amanda, that there aren't too many people out there that shouldn't be running a tripwire.
Yeah, and I would totally agree with you. And this is why this is one of my favorite funnels to teach, because I think it's the perfect beginner funnel for people who are either like just starting to grow their email list, or they want to start running ads to their lead magnet to start building their list, whatever it may be. And then another way that I really love to use tripwire funnels is when I participate in online summits. So I was in Eden's Rebel Boss Summit this past couple of months, and that is one of my favorite ways to use a tripwire funnel is off of a summit, because yes, you get money for referring, or like as an affiliate for the summit when you refer people to the summit and they sign up for like the all access pass and everything. But another way to capitalize on the time that you spend like creating the training and promoting everything is to also use a tripwire funnel on the other side of the lead magnet that you promote during your talk. So that's another way that I absolutely love to use it. And I don't know, like, do many people use the tripwire funnels for your summit that you have?
You know, that's a good question. I actually, the first time I hosted my virtual summit, I didn't coach my speakers to have a tripwire. It wasn't really on my radar as a first-time summit host. But what happened was I had a few speakers who did have their tripwire on the back end of their lead magnet. And after the summit ended, they came to me and said, Eden, I just made like over $600 from the new leads that I got just in the past 2 hours. And I was like, oh my gosh, why are more of our speakers using tripwires? For me, it's like a no-brainer. Anytime I have a lead magnet, it's connected to a tripwire. So I wouldn't have even had to set anything new up, but a lot of speakers actually didn't have a tripwire. I would say the majority didn't, and just a handful of them did. And those who did made a lot of money from it. So the second time I hosted the summit, I made sure to coach speakers and say, listen, anytime you're speaking at something, especially at this summit, make sure that your lead magnet that you're promoting is connected to a tripwire, because you're going to be able to turn some of those hyper qualified leads into customers really, really quickly. And this time, more of our speakers did and got a really good return from that as well. So it's definitely, whether you're speaking at a summit or you're speaking at an in-person event, 100% you should have a tripwire connected.
Yeah, I think anytime you're a guest anywhere, whether you're doing like a training for someone's membership site, a podcast, for a summit, whatever it may be, like for sure, it's always a good idea to have that tripwire on the other end, because sometimes people are, as long as your lead magnet is super like super enticing and it's like, oh, I really need this, and it actually solves a problem, then your tripwire offer is most likely just going to like capitalize on that. So how do we then, when it comes to your tripwire funnel, the most important thing of your tripwire funnel, it's not the tech or anything like that, but it's what you're actually offering. Because regardless if you have, you can't just throw up a tripwire funnel and expect it to work like gangbusters. Like, it actually has to be something that people want. So how do you decide on the offers for your tripwire funnel?
Really good question. It all comes down to knowing who your target customer is, understanding the problems that they're experiencing, and knowing how you can help to solve those problems. And the same information should be true for your lead magnet, right? Like, any random lead magnet isn't going to work to get people on your email list. It needs to be related to your content. It needs to be related to your target customer and their problem they're experiencing. And your lead magnet needs to relate to your tripwire. So you have to do some really foundational homework. And you really can't skip this step either. Like, I know it's one of those things where it almost sounds so foundational that you're like, well, I'm beyond that. I can kind of breeze through this and just like start setting up the tech and start creating stuff. But no, like if you skim through the foundation, you're going to have a weak foundation for your business. And that's no way to build off of. You want to have a really strong foundation so that you have a strong business going forward. So make sure, like I said, make sure you know who your target customer is, what problem they're experiencing, and how you can help to solve that problem. As long as your lead magnet, your tripwire, and then your end product down the line all helps to solve that same core problem, and your product messaging really conveys that, then you're going to have a good, solid tripwire.
Can you give us some examples of some tripwire offers that you use in your business?
I would love to. So I've done a variety of different tripwires. For the sake of time, I won't go into all of them, but I'll give you two examples. So number one is something very, very simple. So my business, of course, is all about teaching people how to create and sell digital products. And one of the ways that you sell a digital product is through growing your email list, right? Like, if you don't have an email list, you're not going to necessarily have an audience to sell to. So one of the things that I created was the email hack pack. And basically the email hack pack helps you grow your email list in half the time. So it's just a bundle of little tiny resources that will help you make growing your email list easier. So that email hack pack sold for $9. Again, this is a tripwire, so it's got to be really, really low cost. So it was $9 discounted from $47. And I am emphasizing that point because your tripwire isn't just low cost. It has to be something discounted from a more expensive price. If it's not discounted from something more expensive, then who cares about the timer, right? Like that doesn't even matter anymore, because even if the timer runs out, they can just go buy it at that same low-cost price at another time that's more convenient for them. So it's really got to be discounted in order for that sense of urgency to be valid. So again, it was $9 discounted from $47, and it was just a bundle of really tiny resources. The main selling point is this is going to help you grow your email list so you have more of an audience to sell your products to, and it's going to help you do it in half the time. So it's going to be useful and it's going to save you time. And as you guys all know, we're really busy people and we have lots of things going on in our personal lives in addition to our business lives. Saving time and being more efficient are big, big selling points. And because it was so cheap, discounted from $47, there was a 15-minute timer on the page. This tripwire sold at 30% conversion rate. As you guys probably are aware, industry standard conversion rates is usually 1% to 7%. So having a 30% conversion rate is a big like sign. I don't know another way to say it, that it's good. You know, that this is a good tripwire. It's working really well. It's what people need, and they're probably going to continue buying it down the line. So that's one example. Another example is my virtual summit. And I wanted to give two very, very different examples so that you can see that tripwires come in all different sizes and shapes and orientations, I guess you could say. So my virtual summit, the Rebel Boss Virtual Summit, is free to attend. Some of you guys listening might have come for free. And some of you are thinking, well, yeah, it was free, but I also upgraded. If you upgraded to a VIP pass to the summit, well, then guess what? You bought a tripwire. So what happens when you sign up is when you get your free ticket, you're taken to a page that says, upgrade your ticket now. There's a timer on that page, and it talks about all of the benefits that you get if you were to upgrade to a VIP All Access Pass before the timer runs out. Now, the upgrade for this most recent summit, the least expensive price that you could pay was $67, depending on when you came through the summit funnel. It did increase in price as the summit funnel got closer to the actual summit dates. But the least expensive it ever was $67, and you had 20 minutes to make the decision to purchase it. If you didn't purchase it in that time frame, you would lose that price. Like, you would never be able to get that price again. So that's another example of a tripwire funnel. Now, it's not as low cost, but the important thing to note with a tripwire is that the low cost is relative to the value of the product that you're giving. So, you know, my email hack pack was a bundle of really useful resources, but sold separately, it's $47, right? The virtual summit all access pass sold separately would have been something like $3,000. So you can see that $67 to $3,000 and $9 to $47, those are kind of relative. So yes, it was more expensive, the virtual summit all access pass, but it was still insanely low price for the value that was provided.
Hey friend, really quick, I just want to interrupt this podcast episode to tell you guys about a brand new free thing that I have for you, and it is called the Sales Page Starter Guide. So if you are an online course creator or membership site owner, or if you have any type of offer that you are planning on launching or relaunching in the near future, then you need a sales page. And I know how intimidating it can feel to open up a blank Google Doc and just stare at it, hoping that the right words come to you, and it never happens, right? So I put together the Sales Page Starter Guide to give you a head start on writing what could be the most profitable page on your entire website. So inside of this free guide, you're going to learn the exact 14 sections that you need to include on your sales page. And I'm going to walk you through every single section from the opening headline to the final call to action. Then we're going to talk about how to pick the perfect platform to build your sales page on. Plus, I'm going to share what my favorite is. And I'm also going to give you my 8 secrets for designing a long sales page that people will actually read. So if this sounds like something that could definitely help you, then I want you to go grab it right now for free over at amandagenther.com/guide. All right, let's get back to the episode. Yeah, I love both of those examples because that's such a different way to apply the tripwire and just a really good example of how literally anybody who's running an online business can use a tripwire funnel in their business. So I want to go back to that first example that you gave, the email hack pack. Let's dig a little bit deeper into here because I want to know why that converted so well. So remind me again, what was the lead magnet in front of the tripwire funnel?
So that lead magnet at the time was 20 advanced list building strategies.
Okay, so 20 advanced list building strategies. And then the tripwire offer was an email hack pack. And what were you promising from that tripwire offer? Like, what was the promise of, or like, what was the result of actually buying or using that offer?
So the result was growing your email list with half the effort.
Okay.
So it was basically, it's called a hack pack because basically it was just a few different resources that would just eliminate some of the time spend that you would usually put into growing your email list.
Okay.
You know, templates, things like that.
Yeah, because I think there's like an art and a science to actually choosing the combo of the lead magnet and the tripwire funnel. And I'm curious to know, do you have any thoughts as to why that tripwire worked so well? Was it just a hot topic, or was there something specific like that you think that offer combo worked so well together?
I really think it was because if you think from, you know, what that person who downloaded that freebie must have been thinking, they're thinking, I need to grow my email list. Give me some strategies that are going to help me grow my email list. They download it, and then all of a sudden they're on this page that says, well, here, I'm going to help you grow your email list, and it's going to take you less time to do it. Here are the resources that are going to help you get there. It just makes sense, right? Like, they're in the right frame of mind. They already know that they need it. I don't need to do any convincing that they need it. I just need to show that it's valuable. So it's really a no-brainer, easy yes offer at that point.
Yeah, and maybe also because of the low price it is. So whenever I work with people to create Tripwire funnels, I always recommend we keep the actual Tripwire offer priced between like $7 and $47, depending on what it is. And that's obviously we can go higher, but that's just like general baseline that I use. And I'm wondering if the conversion rate was also higher just because you were at that low end of the pricing structure, because it's kind of just like an easy no-brainer yes at that point for $9.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that because I have tested different prices before. I did not change the price of this particular Tripwire, so I can't really speak to whether or not it would have influenced that conversion rate. But I will say that I've offered different Tripwires before for $12 and then even offered an order bump. So if you guys don't know what an order bump is, you're probably seeing checkout forms. You're already filling out the checkout, like you're ready to buy. And then there's that flashing box that says, wait, add this. And it's usually really low cost as well. And so I've done that with the Tripwire before. That Tripwire was actually, it's still there on my website. It was actually just it's the 28 videos from the first Rebel Boss Summit, all about digital product creation and launch. So basically for $12, they can get this 28 videos. And then there's an order bump. I can't remember at the time, or I can't remember right now what that order bump is, but it's a $9 order bump on a $12 Tripwire. That also converts really high. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but I just wanted to mention it because it is a little bit higher in price than the $9 one.
Yeah. And I wonder, I mean, is that the only one that you've really tested the price on?
It was the only one that I confidently made $12 initially.
Okay.
I'll say like, I usually do keep my Tripwires between $7 and $9. I don't know why. That's just like what I always thought. To me, it's under 10. So that's the only kind of Tripwire that I would personally as a consumer spend money on, if that makes sense. But I felt confident with the $12 price point for the summit videos because it's so much value. It's like unquestionable how much value that is. And honestly, it sold for $47 really easily the first time around when I was actually hosting the summit. So it made sense that was going to sell.
Yeah. And on the flip side, I never price anything under $10 for a Tripwire. So that's why I'm so curious to know whether or not you think it was because of the price. My Tripwires are usually in between, I mean, I don't even think I've gone any lower than $19, actually. I think my lowest Tripwire offer is $19 and it goes up to $37 for a Tripwire offer. So yeah, I just think that's really interesting to like play around with the price and stuff and make sure that you're not, I guess it really comes down to the goal of the Tripwire, right? Like, what is your goal of actually using the Tripwire? It's most likely not to make money unless you have a crazy, insane amount of volume and like people coming to your lead magnet. The goal is likely not to make money, but more to build your email list. And then usually the reason I use Tripwire funnels is to cover my ad spend if I'm going to be running ads to the lead magnet too. And I usually am able to break even on that ad spend if I have a Tripwire on the other end of it, because not everybody's going to buy the Tripwire, but enough people are going to buy the Tripwire to where it's going to cover that cost that I spent on Facebook ads to actually get those people on my email list. So what would you say to that as far as like your goals? Like, what are your goals for actually running these Tripwire funnels? Is it to make money or is it just like a little burst of money? Do you run ads to your lead magnets? What is that goal attached to the funnel?
Yeah, I think everybody can have a little bit of a different goal. I always say that, like you said, your personal goal, whatever it may be, should never be to make money, because you can make a little bit of money from a Tripwire, but like you said, Amanda, unless you have thousands of people coming monthly to the specific lead magnet, you're not going to become a millionaire off of your Tripwire. And that shouldn't be what your focus is. For me, my number one goal has always been to get my leads and turn them into customers as fast as possible. Statistically speaking, your customers are far more likely to buy again from you in the future than somebody who's never purchased from you in the past. So knowing that, you should realistically be thinking, okay, if people who buy from me once are more likely to buy from me again in the future, then how can I get my leads to turn into customers as fast as possible? And your answer is a tripwire. So if I can get my new leads and turn them into customers really quickly with a tripwire within 15 minutes or however long that timer is, then I'm positioning myself really well for the next more expensive sale that I will make a lot of money from.
Yeah, I love that. And that's so true. Like, yeah, it's much easier to get them to buy again versus buy for that first time. So if you can kind of hook them with that low price offer and again, like a no-brainer, something that's going to either save them time or save them money, then yeah, like they would definitely want to take you up on that. And it's also, it's just a great way to like build a list of actual buyers and not just like freebie seekers as well. So you're kind of qualifying those people that you're adding to your email list.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, instantly on the back end, you should be tagging all of your buyers as buyers so that you're able to differentiate between people who just got your lead magnet for free and people who actually purchased something in the past, because those who purchase are definitely going to be more likely to do so again. And if you think about it, you're not going to do a massive launch with a low-cost product. It's just too much time, right? Like a launch takes a lot of effort, a lot of planning. You're not going to do a huge launch for a $9 product. You're probably not even going to do a huge launch for a $47 product. So just do it really quickly. Just offer your low-cost product really quickly through a tripwire funnel and then put all of your effort into that more expensive product launch.
Yeah, and that brought up something too that I just thought of is a tripwire funnel is also a really great way to test an offer. So to even see if people are actually interested in that topic, it doesn't have to be like testing like a full-blown, you know, more expensive offer, like you said, but just the idea of that topic or the idea of like the bigger offer that you want to launch, it's a great way to test it and like kind of see, is my audience actually interested in something like this? Are they willing to pay for something like this?
Yep, absolutely. I can't tell you how many times I've worked with people who are upset at the results of their launch because they put so much time and effort into it, but it ended up being a product idea that wasn't validated. So if you can accomplish the validation through a tripwire, then all the power to you. That's amazing.
Yeah. And another thing I want to point out too is just, this is one of the easiest funnels to like implement just because you can kind of do it on the back end. You don't need to really make a fuss about it on the front end, like telling your audience about it or anything like that. So if you are more launch shy, like this is a great offer or like a great funnel for you to add to your business without it being too complicated. So I would love to walk through kind of just like the basic like overview of steps that people can take to set up their tripwire funnel. And then I'm also going to include a tripwire funnel blueprint as a freebie. So if you want to get a hold of that, you can go over to the show notes. The link is in like the episode description and you can grab that. But if you could just walk us through like what are those steps of setting up a tripwire funnel, I think that would give people a really good head start if they are wanting to add one of these to their business.
Yeah. So there are a few different ingredients, so to speak, for a tripwire. Obviously, you're going to actually need the tripwire product. You're going to need a timer. So the timer needs to not only count down, but it also needs to expire the page. One of the critical elements of tripwires is that you're truthful in saying that the offer is not going to be available after the timer runs out. And the way that you can be truthful is by using a timer that will expire that page. You also need to have a payment processor. So when someone clicks that buy now button, you need to make sure that they're taken to a checkout page and that they can actually purchase the product. And of course, the product needs to be connected in the back end to that payment processor. And then beyond that, you need to have a landing page software of some sort so that when people sign up for your free lead magnet, they're immediately taken to your tripwire sales page. A lot of times you can just use what you are already using for your website. Maybe your website has landing page builder or functionality already built in, or maybe you're using something separate, but either way, you need to have a landing page that doesn't have a menu, doesn't have a footer, doesn't have a sidebar, so that it's a total distraction-free page that only focuses on the one call to action, which is buy your tripwire. So if you have all of those ingredients, truthfully, all you need to do at that point is to make sure that you create the sales page. It doesn't have to be a huge sales page. I've had Tripwire sales pages that don't even scroll. They're so short. It has a headline. It has some bullet points describing what the Tripwire is, the features, but most importantly, the value incentive. I always have a graphic mock-up, which is a visual representation of what the product is going to look like when they purchase. For those of you who are visual people, you'll understand why that's really important. And even if you yourself are not a visual person, understand that your customers may be visual. So you want to make sure that your sales page is appealing to all different types of people. And then beyond that, I got the timer on that page. It's usually counting down from 15 minutes or 12 minutes, depending on how long the sales page is. Keep in mind that your timer shouldn't be longer than 20 minutes, but deciding on how long to set the timer for should be relevant to how long your sales page is. So if you got a really long Tripwire sales page, you have to give people enough time to actually scroll through that to make a decision. People will be frustrated if your timer is already up and they haven't had time to look at everything. You know, a big no-no is, let's say you have a video on the page and the video is longer than the timer is. How can somebody even watch that video? It doesn't make sense. So make sure that everything is consumable in the amount of time that the timer is displaying. So once you have all of that set up, make sure that your buy now button is connected to your payment processor, that your payment processor is connected to your digital product to make sure that it actually delivers when someone purchases instantly. And make sure, most importantly, that your lead magnet instantly directs people upon submission to your Tripwire sales page. Once all of that is set up, you have a functioning Tripwire offer.
Okay, I love that. So let me ask you, what are your favorite tools? So you mentioned a few things. You mentioned needing a countdown timer, a payment processor, a landing page. What are your favorite tools for that? What do you use?
Yeah, so for the timer, I'm a big, big fan of Deadline Funnel. I don't think that they have much competition on the market, honestly, anyway. However, that being said, I use it and love it in everything. I've used it for all of my summits. I use it for all of my Tripwire offers. That being said, Deadline Funnel is not free. It is a paid tool. It works really, really well. So if you have the money, and I think you will because the Tripwire will help cover those expenses anyway. If you have the money, highly recommend going with Deadline Funnel. If not, if you need a budget-friendly option, there are free alternatives out there. If you're on WordPress, I would say go for the Evergreen Countdown Timer. It's a WordPress plugin. If you don't want to use that, you can go with Page Expiration Robot. It is not free, but it is extremely cheap. And I think that you can get the first year for something like $1. So that's another budget-friendly option. And that's a cloud-based option as well. So it should work on other tools that are not WordPress. Besides the timer for the payment processor, I'm a big fan of Thrivecart. I use Thrivecart for pretty much everything. It can deliver products, but honestly, I just use it for collecting payment because it connects on the back end to everything else that I use to deliver my products anyway. But I love Thrivecart because, as I mentioned earlier, it has that order bump feature. So even though my Tripwire is $9, I can have an order bump where people can pay a little bit more and add something to their offer. And the order bumps usually, actually, a lot of people take me up on the order bump offer. So that's another way to kind of sweeten the deal for them, but also increase the value for me in terms of making a little bit more money from the Tripwire. So I love Thrivecart. Thrivecart is a one-time payment. So there are a lot of cart options out there that you have to pay monthly, and they are very, very expensive. Thrivecart rivals all of those because it has all the same gadgets and whistles and amazing features, but you just pay once and you never have to pay again. Amanda, I know that you use Thrivecart and really like it as well.
Yep, love it.
Yeah, so it is a little bit steep of a price initially, but you make the money back and then you never have to pay it again. So it's totally worth it. They change the price around a little bit. So just go check that out for yourself to see what it costs. But I think when I purchased it, it was around $500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. And I think they just bumped up the price, but not by very much. It's still under, it's definitely under $1,000. Yeah. I think it's around like $695 now.
I feel like I saw that recently as well. Mm-hmm. But either way, like even at that price, you guys, it's definitely worth it. I would totally buy it again.
Yeah, I would say that I was actually on SamCart before I moved to ThriveCart. And in my brain, I was like, well, I'm paying $100 a month for SamCart every month. I could just, and at that time when I bought ThriveCart, it was also $500 or it was like $595, I think. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, after 6 months, am I going to be selling products in 6 months? Yes. So it just made sense to me. I paid it one time and that was it. And I always like, if I can just pay something and just get the payment over with, I hate payment plans. So I just like pay for it and I'm done. So I prefer that anyways. But yeah, I also highly, highly recommend ThriveCart.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't love monthly payment options. I would rather just get everything out of the way. So this was a good no-brainer option for me. And I totally made the money back like in less than 6 months, like in a few weeks, honestly. The next thing is you guys need to have landing page software. So like I said, you can use what's built into your website, absolutely. So I'm a Thrive user. So not to confuse Thrive and ThriveCart, those are two different things. So I'm speaking of the Thrive membership right now, which is a WordPress suite. So basically it has WordPress themes and it has WordPress plugins. So I use a Thrive theme. And I also, because I have a Thrive theme suite, I also have access to Thrive Architect, which is a landing page builder. It's one of those what you see is what you get builders. It's a drag and drop kind of thing. So if you don't know how to code your website, no worries, because you don't need to do that anymore these days. You can use one of these drag and drop builders. So that's what I use. But I'll say that whatever you use is totally fine, as long as the end result is a landing page. So you can use Divi if you want to. You can use like the Genesis theme suite if you want to. Lots and lots of options out there. I wouldn't say one is better or worse than the other. You just have to find the one that works best with your brain and achieves the result of a landing page that doesn't have a header or footer or a sidebar.
Yeah, I am also a WordPress user and I use Elementor, which is very mm-hmm. similar to Thrive. And that's what I use to design like landing page templates and funnel page templates inside of my membership site. But I have been hearing a lot about Thrive and I keep in my brain, I'm like, should I create templates for Thrive as well? Because I know a lot of people are using Thrive page builder as well for WordPress because they're very similar. Thrive and Elementor are very similar pricing and everything. So yeah, definitely those two are really good ones. And now Thrive also, they have a countdown timer, don't they?
So they do. However, it is not going to be your best friend when it comes to a tripwire. I don't believe their timer, and I could be wrong because I haven't messed around with it recently, but at the time that I tried to wrestle with it for a tripwire, it didn't have the option of doing anything less than 24 hours. So that's a big problem. You don't want to give someone 24 hours to decide on your tripwire because they'll never come back. So I ended up going with Deadline Funnel at that point.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, I also use Deadline Funnel for my countdowns, but when I'm creating like just a really simple tripwire page, and I'm actually just going to be switching over to this just to like keep things even more simple, but the paid version of Elementor, so Elementor has a free plugin, but then they also have like an upgraded pro version as well. But the pro version includes a countdown timer in it, and it's both an evergreen timer and like a due date timer. So like if you're launching and you have an actual due date that everybody, like once that date reaches, like everybody gets redirected versus the evergreen, which is when someone lands on the page, like their page or their timer resets at like the 15 minutes or whatever and expires at the 15 minutes, they have that option available too. So that's built into like the pro version of Elementor, which is another reason why I love it. Just to keep everything as simple as possible. So, but either way, there's an option for you no matter which platform you're using. So definitely try. I'm all about just using what you already have. So whatever you have, like try and make that work first. And if that doesn't work, then you can look outside at other options and stuff. But, you know, the last thing we all want is like a bunch of monthly, you know, software. It was so funny. I was in a Facebook group yesterday and someone asked a question, what do you use? It was for a piece of software. And they were like, what do you use besides our software? Like list off all of those monthly subscriptions. And the responses were hilarious because people were listing out all of their monthly subscriptions. And at the end, they were like, oh my gosh, like so shocked by how many things that they use. And I think you don't realize, like, you're like, oh, it's, you know, a $20 a month payment. Oh, it's $30 a month, like no big deal. And then, but by the time you get down to the end of it and you add all of that up, like you could definitely be simplifying things. So that's why I'm a big fan of just like using what you already have and keeping it as simple as possible.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. You know, people use something like Lead Pages, and this is not to go against Lead Pages. I'm sure it's an amazing tool. And I honestly, I did the free trial of it a while back. And after I played around with Lead Pages, I was like, all right, I don't need this because first of all, it's not cheap. And second of all, I can do the same thing using what I already have. So I definitely agree with you there. Simplify, use what you have. And if you don't have the functionality, that's when you go shopping.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so if someone is ready to go ahead and they are convinced they need a Tripwire funnel, what is that first step that you would recommend that they go and take today?
Very, very first step is to figure out what that Tripwire offer is. You might already have products that you can turn into a Tripwire. You may not. So depending on where you are in that process, you just want to figure out what's going to be the best play for you. Take a look at your lead magnet, take a good look at your customers and figure out what's going to be the best offer. And not only that, but how are you going to communicate the value of that offer to your customers? Because at the end of the day, you might have the best product in the world, but it won't sell if you haven't figured out how to communicate the value of that offer.
Yeah, I love that. And again, going off of what you already have, like, yeah, if you've already created some sort of training or just something small that you use like one time and that was it, and use that, like take that and turn it into a Tripwire funnel, whether you did like a Facebook Live on like a, you went like really deep on a topic and on a Facebook Live, take it down on Facebook, turn it into a video, put it up on your website, like create a workbook for it. And there you go. Like, as long as it's something that people actually want, that people are interested in, if you have something that you have already created, then even better. But if not, then my biggest piece of advice is to look at which tripwire or which lead magnets are the most popular for you. So like, which ones do people love the most? Which ones are people already downloading? And test out adding a tripwire onto the other end of that, because you're already getting traffic to that lead magnet. So you'll be able to test out pretty quickly whether or not the tripwire is working, because you already have traffic coming to the lead magnet. So that's how I usually do it when I'm going to add a tripwire funnel on, is just add it onto a lead magnet that's already converting really well.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Another thing you can do to test a tripwire right off the bat is also, if you have an existing email list, connect your tripwire to your lead magnet, send your lead magnet to your list. So, and obviously only send it to the people who didn't already download that lead magnet, and just say, here's a freebie for you. And then a portion of those people will buy or they won't. And from that, you'll be able to have some information on whether or not it's going to be useful for you.
I love that idea. That's so smart. So, all right, Eden, thank you so much for sharing all of these tips with my listeners. Can you tell us where people can go to learn more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you can hang out with me on the Rebel Boss Ladies podcast. If you're interested in creating and selling digital products, that's what the podcast is all about. A lot of how-to episodes and also episodes on people who have had some success stories. So if you're interested in case studies, things like that, it's a great place for you to learn and also get inspired. I'm also on Instagram at Eden Freed. And if you want, you know, tripwire examples and things like that, you can go to edenfreed.com/instant-customer. And I've got some tripwire examples for you there as well.
All right. Awesome. You guys go check out those freebies. And thank you so much, Eden, for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you really quick for sticking around and listening all the way till the end. If you need them, we've got all the links for this episode in the show notes, which you can find over at amandagenther.com/podcast. And if you really enjoyed today's conversation, make sure to subscribe to the show so that you get new episodes downloaded as soon as they come out. And if you're an Apple user, I'd really appreciate it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating or review. Your reviews tell iTunes that this is a podcast worth listening to, which can help me and my guests reach more people and in turn help more online businesses. So that's it for today. I'll be back soon with a brand new episode. But until then, it's time to get back to work and take some action.